Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Something in all the things that are going on around the world and around our country that will bring us around to manifesting a good day, because that's what we're here to do, manifesting. Sometimes the facts don't allow that, but we can spin it around and maybe make it better than it seems. Jennifer Horn is here. Happy to have her along. And Ken Kessler, the two images that are haunting me as I look around at what's going on this morning. One of them is perhaps the worst natural disaster in the history of the Pacific. There are some organizations calling Cyclone Vanuatu, if that's how we pronounce it, V-A-N-U-A-T-U, Vanuatu. This, it was over Vanuatu. That's the island. The cyclone's called Pam, but the what people are calling it is the Vanuatu cyclone. This is believed to be the roughest, most violent storm in the history, at least written history, of the Pacific. So all of you are going to start asking why, and then there are going to be those people who say, "Well, look, it's global warming. Earth is changing." I think there are examples people can pull out of the core stuff that they do for research that would indicate there have been some really violent storms over the history of the planet in the last 50,000 years. I think that's as far back. Don't they go back, Kenny, when they do that core drilling, can they go back about 50,000 years? So, but basically, you go down about 500 feet and you can tell what the history of the planet was over the past 50,000 years. I think that's how that stuff works. Maybe it's further, it may be 5,000 feet, I'm not sure, but you go down X number of feet, and with each layer comes a different historical period of the planet. I mean, if you look at archaeological stuff, why do you think they called archaeological digs? Because the planet changes, the dust, things that happen on the surface literally change the landscape. And so as you dig down into the core, you can find out a lot about what's happened on the planet. And so from that comes this story of a horrible, horrible storm. There are some organizations calling Cyclone Vanuatu, if that's how we pronounce it, V-A-N-U-A-T-U, Vanuatu. This, it was over Vanuatu. That's the island. The cyclone's called Pam, but the what people are calling it is the Vanuatu cyclone. And why is it so violent? Why do we have so much snow in New England? Why? Things are changing. And they are changing for two reasons. One, because that's the natural progression of the planet. And two, because there is some man-made interference, if that's what you want to call it. But then you get into this whole argument.
Climate is very cyclical.
You get into this argument, Jennifer, about whether, I don't know, it's an argument, but what is natural? Natural, people say, well, it's man-made. But man comes as a result of the natural progression of things on the planet. There have been people walking around the planet for hundreds of thousands, if not millions of years. That's part of the people who would discount humanity, but yet monkeys and turtles and whatever other things there are that are species that live on the planet, they're all part of the natural recurring changes that take place on the planet. And whatever we're responsible for, I mean, there was a lot of when the dinosaurs were along, there was a lot of dinosaur poop that turned into oil. So what is that?
So I mean, the planet is constantly correcting itself too.
Yes,
I
changing. Mean, yep.
Right. Yeah. So obviously there's some of the change that we see, but I think what's interesting about this story is people are guessing that this is very catastrophic. We don't even know.
No, it's communication.
Yeah, but there's no communication, so no one knows exactly how bad it is.
Well, but they can go look in the satellite imagery.
Yeah, that it's
like
horrible.
That,
the intensity
of the storm, one way or another. So with that in mind, here's another haunting thing for you to envision in your mind. We carry today at DougStephan.com the picture of a proposed skyscraper in Tulsa, Oklahoma that's shaped like a tornado.
It looks really cool.
I don't think it looks cool. I think it's
hard.
I think it's eerie as hell.
Is it a good idea?
It's asking for trouble.
You're just putting it out into the universe that you're ready for tornadoes.
A rotating restaurant on the top of it?
Of course. Hello, it's Cyclo.
The architectural firm dubbed it the Oklahoma Weather Museum and Research Center as part of the reimagining of downtown. Architects said the building design, which would include a weather museum, a weather research center, and a top-floor rotating restaurant, is meant to resemble a spinning tornado. Really? That's not something I want to go visit.
Never will happen. This is something for publicity, for sure. Come on.
Yeah, but the picture itself grabs you. Check it out at DougStephan.com.
Yeah, no, I think it looks cool. I mean, it's cool looking, but you think, okay, do you really want to have this going on in your downtown area?
888-302-3684. Wes calls. Good day. Hi, Wes. Welcome.
Good morning. I wanted to talk about weather modification and the connection to chemtrails, not to be confused with the contrails. They're both up in the sky. And then there's a
Kim Kardashian either, probably.
You know.
Well, this is quite a sinister modification of our weather.
How is it that you come by this expertise? You are a weather watcher. Are you familiar with the science? What's your interest here?
I don't claim to have expertise. I think the common person can simply look and distinguish in the skies the difference between a chemtrail and a contrail.
Well, you help us understand because there may be some people listening that don't know chemtrail versus contrail.
Well, I first heard of them in the 90s, and I was in disbelief, and I started watching the skies, and sure enough, these long, unbroken lines of white lines following an airplane.
Airplanes, yep.
Are chemtrails. The small lines that will dissipate, which are nothing more than condensation, water.
One's condensation and one is fuel. That's your point. Is that not correct?
No, one's the other's chemical.
Chemtrails. That's what I mean. Chemical, fuel, et cetera, et cetera.
No, they are intentionally dumping chemicals into the upper atmosphere.
They being?
And we don't know. It's a black off-budget project. Since the 90s, I've watched it. I think maybe there's some of your farmer friends that would recognize.
Well, I've heard this before. Yeah, I've heard this before, frankly, and it bothers me to a point, but it hasn't bothered me enough for me to really dig into it very much. I think that when you talk about contrails, I've always equated that with the chemical, the composition that comes out of the jet engine, but there also are things that you're right, that have supposedly been put into the fuel that's supposed to control how we think or what we do.
You guys can get on the internet and you can see big tankers up in the skies that have, separate from their fuel and separate from their engines, spraying devices, spraying these white lines that will, basically, they stay up in the sky. They will dissipate, becoming sort of cloud-like and maybe a little bit gray.
Yeah.
And they'll stay up in the high atmosphere. Now, that in combination with something called HARP allows them to get a grip on the weather and modify the weather. Now we're seeing the most devastating in California drought in history.
What would be the purpose of people doing that, unless you're saying they aren't Americans? There's a, could be, I mean, the skies are free. You can fly planes if you're from wherever, if you get permission to do it. It's interesting. Let's do a little of that. I think we'll take your suggestion and do a little quick research and see what we get from the Googling of contrail. Thank you. That was that's provocative. 15 past the hour.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
When tasty rivalry takes a new left and right turn, I'm Risa Jill Miller. Multi-platinum artist and TV host Nick Lachey has signed on to be the spokesperson for Peanut Butter Left Twix. Lachey will be featured in new print and digital video ads where he clearly states his preference and passion for Peanut Butter Left Twix. But wait! Lachey has also agreed to represent Peanut Butter Right Twix, and will star in video and print ads that showcase his love of Peanut Butter Right Twix. Here's peanut butter lover Nick Lachey.
I originally agreed to be the spokesperson for Peanut Butter Left Twix because I'm a big fan of the rich, creamy peanut butter and crunchy cookie smothered in chocolate. So it was a bit strange to also get a call from Peanut Butter Right Twix, but it actually makes perfect sense since I love its smooth, velvety peanut butter and crunchy cookies smothered in chocolate.
Check out the Twix YouTube channel to view the new videos and pick your side of Peanut Butter Twix. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. Have you heard of the Titanic? Have you heard of the Ark? Well, of course you have, but I don't think you've heard of this. An amateur built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Now, can you imagine these two accomplishments? One failed, one succeeded. But here's something that you can adopt to you and your life. Never be afraid to try something, especially if you are an amateur. Because quite frankly, you can build the Ark with the professionals in your field build a Titanic. It gives you the opportunity to expand. It gives you the opportunity to create. It gives you the opportunity to try something that's absolutely brand new. So what I want you to think about doing is I want you to take an amateur skill of your own, and I want you to take that and build something. Build something powerful. Build a legacy. And then sit back and say, hey, I was an amateur and I did it. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
When someone is 100% awesome at what they do, you call them super, like superheroes or superstars, which is probably why Super 8 hotels are named Super 8. They take a comfy, affordable stay and make it super. With free Wi-Fi, free breakfast, and Wyndham Rewards points for loyalty members at over 1,800 locations worldwide. All at a price that fits. And that's just super. Super 8 Hotels. Stay super at super8.com.
All right, 19 at the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Kenny and Jennifer and I have gone through some of the quick info here. I love it when somebody says the arguments have been dismissed by the scientific community. Well, what does that mean? That's baloney. That's bogus, because the scientific community doesn't agree on anything any more than any other community does about what's right and what's wrong. The proponents have attempted to prove that the chemical spraying does take place. Their analysis has been flawed, supposedly, according to this scientific report. I'm always one for a good conspiracy theory, and I think where there's smoke, there's fire, or where there's poofies, there's more poofies. Whatever they're trying to do with it, psychological manipulation, population control, weather modification, whatever it is, you know, by not having any information about it, you cause your own problems. What's the real story? 21 after the hour.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Belushi's widow, Judy, have launched Blues Brothers Records, new record label dedicated to the development of blues artists. It'll be distributed by Capitol Music.
Very cool.
Aykroyd and Belushi performing, certainly most of us know, starting out on Saturday Night Live and then the Blues Brothers' first movie in 1980. Aykroyd said he's excited for what he expected to say. I don't think this is a good idea. I love these PR people. What kind of stupid stuff they put out? Oh, he's excited about this. Somebody asked me for a quote about a new radio program that I'm doing about farming. What do you think I'm going to say? That I think this idea sucks? Of course not. This is stupid stuff. But anyway, it is kind of a cool idea, Richie. I figured it's all about the blues.
You have to respect Aykroyd for his support of traditional American music, and I'm wholeheartedly behind it. I love it. Love it.
Good stuff. All right. Let's move to another popular presenter, getting more popular every day, more recognition, most of it good. Farrell, I never knew who this guy was before, but he's been around for
while. That is before this song became the international phenom that it is. And as a result of that, he's partnering with the UN to promote the organization's International Day of Happiness. He's going to be using his post to raise awareness of climate change issues. Richie, I know you'll love this, ahead of the conference on climate change in December in Paris. He's creative director of Alive Earth. He'll be encouraging people to sign this group's petition urging global leaders to adopt a new climate accord. Wants 1 billion signatures, and I figure he's got enough hooch to get it, and maybe he will. He's going to have also a global happy party. You're invited to join in, upload pictures of you and others having a good time doing the dance to happy. How many, was it earlier this year or late last year, some of those Iranian Iraqi kids got into trouble for doing a version of happy on Facebook?
Yeah, I'll tell you, watching him on The Voice, he's a very likable guy.
Yeah, he's likable.
You know, he's very sensible. You know, I don't know about this stuff, but you know, he's just a very likable guy.
Oh, come on,
nice guy.
So political about it. Give it to there's room for everybody.
You know, why not?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Why not? I mean, whether you believe it or not, I mean, there's so much hooey to it in some respects, and in other respects, there's a lot to be said for what comes out of the studies. It's just that it isn't black and white. This issue is not black and white.
Nope.
I think that he, though, is a likable guy.
Very
it makes
likable.
It easier for people to swallow the message. Maybe that's what it is, Richie.
And I would certainly rather than listen to him talk about it than Al Gore.
Yeah, I think that's goes without saying.
I think you said it.
So it's good.
I'm not so sure Al Gore can sing well.
I want to find out.
No, okay, pass on that one. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor-piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Two little tablets is all it takes to get thicker, fuller hair guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S. It's clinically proven, loved by celebrities, and recommended by doctors. Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls can try it risk-free for 90 days, plus free shipping. Get thicker, fuller hair guaranteed. Call now, 800-961-6924. 800-961-6924. That's 800-961-6924.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Another money-saving secret from Arm & Hammer.
My name is Malena. I'm from Los Angeles, California. I love Arm & Hammer Sensitive Skin Plus Scent Laundry Detergent. It cleans really well. It doesn't irritate my skin, and it smells wonderful.
Arm & Hammer Sensitive Skin Plus Scent has a skin-friendly scent people love, so it's preferred 2-to-1 over the leading free and clear detergent, and it costs up to 30% less.
We've been on a very tight budget lately, so it's a no-brainer.
The clean you need at a fraction of the cost.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now 53. Whoops, wait a minute. Isn't even chicks here? What's the matter with me? 33 FDR. Judge Stephan, the good day for. There's a conspiracy theory that I'm losing it. Did you hear that, Jennifer?
I started.
Oh, you. Oh, so that's where it came. Oh,
whoop! Oh, those, huh? Anything? Oh my goodness!
Speaking of conspiracies, Kenny and Jennifer and I were talking about this chemtrail conspiracy theory. A gentleman who called after we were talking about the weather, I made mention about two things: the tornadoes in the Midwest and other people in Tulsa want to design a building look like a tornado, which I thought was blatantly stupid. And then there's this horrible typhoon that's gone through some of the islands in the Pacific and has laid waste to pretty much a whole island, and how it is that this is such a violent storm, and people are talking about the usual global warming stuff. And they got a call from somebody who said it was chemtrail, and somebody else called and said that he could give us some more information. And I am not like everybody else. I don't dismiss you if you have this theory, because
if it's interesting and well thought out, why not?
Well, but isn't even, interesting, well thought out is always good to get on the air. But then there is this whole business about what we know and what we don't know. And it's far easier, for me anyway, to think about things that we don't know. This isn't the Art Bell program. It's not George Norrie. But yet there are plenty of things that happen there. I'm very sympathetic to that kind of thinking, frankly. I believe in... people refer to New Age think, or whatever you want to refer to it as. There is a lot of stuff that gets poo-pooed by government, by business, by folks who don't want you to know what the real story is. What's the truth? This is why the whole business of the truth is so hard to deal with, because everybody has his or her own truth. What are the facts is the better question to ask. What are the facts here? And because the facts are not known, you don't know whether this is a hoax or not. You don't know who's pulling the wool over your eyes. Is this whole stuff about chemtrail a hoax? Or is what the government's doing... I mean, there are those who say... I guess one of the things that comes to my mind, back to 1996 when the TWA plane was shot down over Long Island and mm-hmm. all those people that were on their way to Paris got killed.
Allegedly shot down.
That's well, yeah, there it is.
Saying,
allegedly,
yeah.
Right.
Right.
But then when the plane was assembled in that warehouse on Long Island and there was this big burn hole on the side of fuselage that nobody could understand, nobody could explain. And by the way, the FBI never came up with a public theory of how the plane came down. At first it was thought, and they spread this around like wildfire to make things look better than it did, that something arced in the undercarriage, the underbelly of the plane. It was a hot day, and something arced, and the plane's fuel exploded as it took off. That's such a load of baloney. It's offensive when you look into stuff like that to have that kind of stuff come out, which is so easily... dismissed. But anyway, what I'm saying is not necessarily just in this case, the contrail chemtrail thing and, you know, whatever else may be going on that we can come up with a really good conspiracy theory. They're all over the place. And because you don't have a government that serves you, that becomes a conspiracy in and of itself. Because the government, look at all of the jokes. The other day when President Obama was on with Jimmy Kimmel? And they joked about Area 51. It was mm-hmm. It's always a joke, but yet nobody knows really whether it exists or doesn't exist. I happen to be one who believes it does exist.
Mm-hmm.
That just happens to be. I don't trust the government and people who work for it any further than I can throw them. And it offends me
arrogant.
That I have to pay for this stuff.
Yeah, it's arrogant, Jen? To think that we're the only ones here, too, right. Or the only ones, you know.
Right. Yeah, there's this latest, there's a theory that Jennifer, I think, is referring to about us being visited. There were a couple of examples in the last month or so of three, was it over Tucson or Phoenix or someplace? Where was
always
this sighting?
Always the desert. Yeah,
well, that is kind of, yeah, it is always kind of the desert.
Yeah.
But anyway, there was something that occurred last a couple of months where three vehicles showed up over some city in the Southwest. I don't remember where it was, and it's not important to the story. I remember being there, and everybody says, well, it's not, you know, it's a figment of your imagination, or it's not really, or it's an optical illusion. And yet, how many people did you hear from that actually said they saw it? It wasn't like a few. It were thousands and thousands of people who said, I saw those three lights in the sky. So who do you believe? Under the circumstances? It's a good question, I think. Thanks, Doug. I'm glad you asked it. Okay. So speaking of what's in the sky, researchers at Michigan State University have created a fully transparent... Thank you. Let's try that one again.
I'm sorry, what?
A fully transparent solar concentrator, which will turn any window in your house into a solar cell. This is pretty. This actually is pretty good science, isn't it, Kenny? It's pretty,
yeah,
pretty interesting. There are other transparent solar cells. This one really is transparent, as you can see in the photos. It looks like a piece of glass. Most of the, if you go by a solar farm, you'll see that the glass is usually dark. But this transparent solar panel is something scientists say of an oxymoron. Solar cells, specifically the photovoltaic kind, make energy by absorbing the sunlight and converting it into electrons, which is obviously electricity. If the material is transparent, by definition, it means that all of the light passes through it to get into your eye or whatever it is. It's light. So how does this work? The researchers at Michigan State have used a slightly different technique to gather the sunlight. Instead of trying to create a transparent cell, which is apparently almost impossible, they use a transparent luminescent solar concentrator. Okay, so this is real technical, and who's going to get it at the end of the day? The point is that now you can look at it, you can have a regular piece of glass on the window of your house, and it can collect sunlight.
It's charge your house,
which would change... revolutionize, wouldn't it?
Yeah. And it's so much business? More attractive looking than those solar panels, though, for it.
Yep. And then we make car windshields out of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and power the car that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know that they're offering Jennifer, you can buy
a car. You're offering Jennifer? No,
I'm doing this. Both Kenny and Jennifer and I, all three of us are all in California. My son was telling me the story because he's a researcher. He wants to buy a Fiat.
Okay.
Because you can buy, they're very cheap. And there's a model that is completely electric, goes for about 125, 140 miles on a recharge. And there is a 35% rebate credit.
Wow, seriously?
From the feds. And then there's another 13 or 14% credit from the state of California. So let's say you spend, I think they're maybe $12,000. I don't know what they cost. He didn't tell me. But they can't be expensive because they look like a little tin can. The car is completely electric. And whatever it costs, let's say it's $15,000. You get a $5,000 credit from the feds, and you get another...
So it's a free car.
Right. Well, it's half free anyway. And that's what he says he wants to get.
That's the price of
it. Next time around. I don't know. You can look it up. But I just thought it was fascinating that these... And we've seen this before. Do you get the same thing when you buy a Volt? Or you buy that new BMW electric car? How many electric cars are around now? The Tesla, probably the most.
Tesla's huge, yeah.
Yeah,
and
very
Teslas
big.
Are no joke. They're pricey.
60-something.
All right, so Fiats, let's see. You can get, who knew? There are five different models of Fiats.
Electric?
And they start at $17,000, go up to $32,000.
Who the heck would pay $32,000?
Well, actually more than that. The Fiat 500C starts at $32,300.
Whoa! Wow. That's not the little tin can.
Yeah, it is. They're all
is teeny. It really?
They're all teeny. I don't know. This one looks no different than the $17,000 one, but it must be.
Wow.
Let's see. Ugliness is the worst form of pollution, single and in the fast lane with the California HOV lane sticker. So you can
does
drive
it tell you,
lane.
Right, you can drive anywhere with it. Does it
tell you how much? 122 miles per gallon city, 108 highway, 111 horsepower.
Yeah.
Let's see. Starting at $32,300, the 500E can be purchased, let's see, $2,000 down and $139 per month if you want to lease it.
Well, he said he found one that he had to put $2,000 down and it's $99 a month. However.
But then you probably, if you lease it, you probably don't get the...
30-month lease.
No, you don't get the price rebate. Do you get the tax rebate, though?
He seemed to have figured it out. He's very good at researching this stuff.
The Cabrio is like a convertible. These cars are so ugly.
They are ugly. under the circumstances, though.
For the money, it's smart, yeah.
Yeah. So what other kinds? There's the BMW, there's the Chevy, there's the BMW, the electric car, that's what I was saying, the Tesla. There are some others. The Tesla is the fastest selling, quote-unquote, luxury car in California. And what I'm interested in is what they're going to be worth as they are traded in. Because I never buy a new car. I will just not play that game anymore. Buy a two-year-old. I just did buy a two-year-old car. And all of the depreciation is taken care of that way, or much of it.
If you type in electric cars, Prius comes up first.
Yeah.
Then Civic under Honda Civic.
Civic, that's what I do, the Prius. And
Volkswagen
Civic,
right? E-Golf.
Yeah.
And then you get Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it that's coming up as far as the show. Oh, the Nissan Leaf is 2017. That's coming up.
That's pretty interesting, though, all that works. How many people know or care where Bad Vlad is?
Oh, I do.
Why?
I don't. It's just sound interested.
He's been missing for 11 days.
I know.
Hasn't been seen since March 5th.
People think he's sick because he's such a spotlight guy that he's been hiding out.
Yeah. He also said, or somebody said in a published report in one of the Moscow newspapers, that they were ready to use nuclear weaponry in the Crimean War. The whole business about Ukraine and taking over the seaport, the sea area, they were going to use. Whether that's just to scare everybody or not, can you imagine anybody being that foolish? That would be cause to have an immediate election and throw whoever was in out, no matter what country you're in. If somebody in our country said, you know what, we better use nuclear weaponry, I'd want them out of office as fast as I want them out by the end of the day. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's a dangerous
anybody
game.
Anybody even suggested that?
Yep.
Jennifer has television report for us in a moment. 16 before the hour on Good Day. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24 Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Let me tell you, the road is a much more relaxing place since I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance and started saving money. With that taken care of, now I can think about deep, important things. Like how come it's a pair of pants when there's only one of them? A real brain teaser. But hey, at least saving money with Geico Motorcycle is as easy as pie. What does that mean, anyway?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Hello, my name is Don Azelton, and I got a lot on my mind. My boiler is on the fritz. My doctor says I'm not getting enough vitamin D, and I can't remember if it's garbage day. But one thing I don't have to worry about is my car's engine. That's because I use Mobil Super Motor Oil. It's designed to remove buildup and help extend the life of my engine. Wait, it's next Thursday. Garbage day is next Thursday. Mobil Super, for a long engine life.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need, right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Hi, Ken Jen. What's happening that's of note? Television world is full of excitement. Things are changing. Netflix dominates. That could be a headline, actually.
That is. Netflix dominates. Well, Dougie, there's a new story out. I thought it would be kind of fun to talk about it. Vanity Fair has actually ranked the richest TV characters out there today. Any guesses as to which show might have the richest character?
Are you
on
talking
it?
About drama? Are we talking about in general?
Any show that's on TV right now.
Any daytime conversation shows, that kind of stuff?
No, talking about characters. I'll give you a hint. Let's start off the list. House of Cards, Frank and Claire Underwood, that's Kevin Spacey's character and his wife on the show. Right. They're estimated worth $344,000. Roger Sterling.
That's what they're worth on the television show.
Correct. If they were, okay. These are the richest characters on TV.
I got it. Okay.
Roger Sterling from Mad Men, he's worth at least $50 million. He'd be a good one to get to know. Now, this one's my favorite. Raina James on Nashville. She's worth $73 million. That's pretty fun. Lord Grantham from Downton Abbey. Is that how you say his name? Grantham?
Lord Grantham, yeah.
He's worth $410 million. It's pretty good.
Is that adjusted for inflation from the time of the show?
You know, I'm not sure how scientific, how they've pinpointed this. Luscious Lion from Empire is worth $630 million. Bruce Wayne from the show Gotham, he's rich. This kid, we want to get in on the action. $8.3 billion with a B. That's how much he's got. And then, oh boy, Tywin Lannister from Game of Thrones, $2.4 trillion is what he's worth. Just kind of fun.
He's one of the kings?
I guess so. I don't watch that show.
No, neither do I.
Eddie Murphy is in talks to star in a new biopic about Richard Pryor. This is according to ET. According to the source close to production, Eddie Murphy would play the comedian's father, Leroy Buck Carter Pryor, who is a former boxer. Kind of fun. Now, MTV did this thing last week where they tried to set a bunch of records, and they did. They had someone dancing to a Beyonce song for 24 hours in a marathon outside of New York's headquarters.
Exciting. I'm grunting because it doesn't... nothing there.
You're not going to win that marathon?
51 after, no.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Now it's Money Pit time. That means that I get to talk again for 2 days in a row. Wow! Yesterday, Tom and I were together at this event in Philadelphia, in which we learned how to broaden our outlook on life. We have a new, it was like Kumbaya. I want to do at the end, right? Didn't you want to sing Kumbaya, my Lord?
Circle and sing Kumbaya.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Tom and Leslie Segretti host the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program every weekend. It's on thousands, if not tens of thousands of radio stations, not only around our country, but around the globe. You can hear Tom and Leslie in Dubai. So if you're in Dubai soon...
and have an internet connection.
Yeah, exactly. Wow, you had to spoil it, huh?
Yeah.
So yesterday... let's pause for a moment. I'm going to tell you about something that I saw yesterday while I was at this event. Then we ought to focus on the most overlooked home-related tax deductions you're, what, about a month away from having to
season
put all the numbers together. So stand by from Tom Kreidler here on Good Day.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Who's this? Where are you from?
Gary Kellum, Crockett, Texas. We work offshore, international. We happen to get the time off together.
Working an oil rig doesn't leave much time for riding. Where does it?
We work a month on and a month off, but we get a month of ride when the weather's good.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Stuck out on a Texas offshore oil rig, you wouldn't get in much riding unless you took a month off.
Set up different trips, go all over the country. You left out of Houston, up to Ontario, Canada, seen Niagara Falls, then went to Maine, beat a lobster, then come back down to the rolling thunder, the wall. We basically just ride around. That's when we're not vacationing with the family. And then after we get through that, they let us go and do our thing.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
All right, so this is just a sort of quickie observation.
Yep.
I saw a number of how-to clinics posted at Home Depot, how to install light fixtures, how to install toilets, how to install faucets. Is that a big part of what they do? Is that something that
I think it's a good add-on to what they do. I've actually hosted some of those clinics from time to time.
Really?
And you get a pretty good turnout, and folks that come out are serious and they want to learn. And we've taught we taught folks how to install dimmer and an occupancy sensor. So that's something that you would normally not think you could do, but if you can get the power turned off, you certainly could make that improvement to your home. So no, I think
Home Depot clinics are very powerful. On, it's much more fun. All right, the five most overlooked home-related tax deductions are?
Well, the first one is energy-efficient home upgrades. There are certain types of heating equipment, for example, that qualify for tax credits, like air conditioners and gas and oil and propane boilers and furnaces, and even the blower motor can qualify for a tax deduction. So if you've made any improvements to your home, even windows, sometimes doors, insulation, those could be deductible or at least earn you a tax deduction. The next one is home office deductions. You know, there's really three things that the IRS looks at for that. It needs to be something that's like a regular and exclusive use. It's really used for business, nothing else. It's the principal place of business. It's not just a space that you kind of occasionally conduct business. It's basically your workspace. And even if you're an employee, you might be able to take a home office deduction if you're using your home office basically at the convenience of your employer.
I always say that we all ought to have a home-based business of one size, shape, or some form, garage business, basement business, whatever it is, for these reasons as well as many others. So that's a great tip. All right, what else have you got here?
Disaster-related expenses. If you were impacted by Hurricane Sandy, for example, and are still making improvements and repairs from that, those expenses can be related. And also moving expenses. If you have to move because of a job at least 50 miles, you can deduct some of those costs, moving costs, storage costs, moving-related travel costs. Those are all deductible.
All right, so you can find that listed at the Money Pit's website, I'm betting.
Yep, it's online at moneypit.com. There's a full gallery that explains it all.
Really? When the two of us see each other, like you were behind a post when you saw me walking, and he looks at me, what's going on? Tom Kreidler, who is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. You can call him, you can write him, you can see me go to Tom's house in New Jersey and leave a message on his door. And I want to know this about that.
Yeah, but
check it all out. Money Pit. Doug Steffen's Good Day at 59 after the hour.
America Weekend is a production of Steffen Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K Sound and Recording.
America.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.